Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 53 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint.
KEADUG mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
WAFQ.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
Good morning, KD8RBP.
Good morning, KD8RBB. Is that what you said? I don't know. Won't remember it. Probably embedded at that. Gotta remember your own, I hear. I hear that's the important part. Anyhow, the answer is Sean, and the call is again WHFQ.
Yeah, last digit is P, as in Papa. KD8RBP. Yeah, it looks like the air quality is not too bad here today. It was nice yesterday to see some blue sky for a change. Sun's coming up. Had a little bit of rain overnight, and I'm in Fenton, so not too bad here.
Yeah, pretty much same here. Looks pretty good today. Looks clear. Thumbs up. I'm on my way into work. I'm down here. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Down here, currently traveling in on the border between Warren and Sterling Heights. So, down here in a big city, and so far so good. before the rains and all that, so I don't have a whole lot I got to do outside, but who knows, guys, find something. Oh, man, I got to get a coffee.
I was going to say, time to wake up. Yep, I made the commute for years. I've been doing IT support for 31 years, and I get to work from home now, so that's pretty nice. I do have an office in Flint I can go into. I've already been in 5 times this year. I think last year, for the whole entire year, I went in 6 times, so I might beat the record this year. It's nice to have that option, too. If the internet's out or there's a power outage after storms or something, I can just go into the office. There's another guy that supports the office, so if he's on vacation and there's an issue, he reach out to me and I head on in. It's only about a 20-minute drive. But yeah, most of my career I've driven to Swartz Creek, Flint, Troy, Auburn Hills, and for a little while I had to go up the next year up in Saginaw, up at 75 and 46 there. So used to put about 26,000 miles average a year. Now I'm probably, my car probably maybe does 5, 6.
Yeah, I used to do service on the road. I had a company vehicle, so it wasn't my car that I had to put the miles on. So I had to drive into work. I didn't take the vehicle home with me. And then for a while I did. And I've been doing that ever since, pretty much. So I've not had a car that I needed to commute in all that much in my career. And I'm currently in a company vehicle on my way to work. But I do have to commute. Now, ever since COVID, I've been able to work remotely as much as I want. I could probably honestly get away with 3 days a week without so much as a hiccup. And I find myself going in almost all the time. I rarely work from home, and only because I just don't have I don't have home set up appropriately for it. And I find I work not longer or not more, but longer. You know, I spread the word over the entire day. From time I get up to the time I go to bed, I'm always, you know, maybe just taking a long break from something, but I'm just constantly working on stuff. So it didn't work for me too well. I have a hard time just saying this is the cutoff date. I start working now and I don't do anything else and I stop here. The stopping here part was always a problem for me.
Oh yeah, I've heard that from other people too. I fought it for a while. When I first had to come home during COVID, they sent everybody in the building home. We had to help people get their workstations out to their cars. I was home for a month, and then I had to go back in because we were converting everybody from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Had about 1,200 laptops to refresh. Kind of hard to do that from home. So a building that used to have 1,100 or 1,200 people in the building, three of us in the building, and then security, a couple people from security, and a couple people from the custodial staff, and that was it. So it took a while to get used to working from home. I didn't like it at first, but when winter came and I didn't have to go out and clear the driveway and clear the car and all that good stuff, that part I really liked. But there's something nice about getting up and getting dressed, shaving, packing your lunch, heading in the car and off to work. And I got a lot more radio time when I was driving back and forth to work. That made a huge difference, too. KB8RB.
Yeah, I did different things on radio. There was an HFNet that I used to get on every morning. And I did that pretty regularly when I was working from home. But, that was what I liked about, you know, the same thing I liked about working from home is why I didn't like it. But, you know, I could get up and, you know, if I wanted to run to the store and get a quick shopping trip done, because remember how tough shopping was, especially during COVID? You know, so I could get out there, you know, I could go there at like 9 in the morning when they first opened, and, you know, it was much better. You know, which normally I'd be working, right? But that just meant that I had to push the work, you know, back a ways. And if I wanted to, you know, if it, in the fall when it got cold, if I wanted to go get a bike ride in or something like that, you know, while the sun was still high and it was warm, you know, I could do that. You know, I could take off at 2 o'clock and I could go for a two-hour bike ride if I felt like it. But then I'd have to come back and make that up. So, you know, that's why I was working until 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Good,
yeah, because I was doing all these things during the day. So doing them during the day was great, being able to do those when the time was most opportune. But then the work had to go from, you know, the time I woke up to the time I went to bed. And it's like, you know, so it was. I loved it and I hated it.
Yeah, and if I didn't mention that name here is Mike. But, yeah, definitely differences between the two. I got a lot more exercise at first when I was in the office. We had to walk the floor to go to people's desks. We had to park way out in this parking lot, so it was a 5-minute walk to my desk. And I'd go out every day at lunch, walk, and then walk back in, and then walk back out at the end of the day. I was getting a lot of walking in, so we put a treadmill in here at the house in the living room in the corner. So you can watch TV while you're on the treadmill. Wife and I used it a lot, especially in the wintertime. But I still get up every morning and do 10 or 15 minutes on the treadmill before I start sitting all day. To kind of replicate the walk going into work every day before I started my day. So, yeah. Yeah, I still like to go in. We started something new the last Friday of the month. All the IT people that used to go into the office, we go in and meet. So I'll get a lot more time in this year in the office. It's just nice to see everybody. One of the guys went in and thought, man, this seems kind of weird. It's like a ghost town in the IT department. Let's see if everybody wants to get together. So we have lunch together, and everybody gets to see each other and talk instead of just messaging each other on Teams. It works out pretty nice.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that as well. The face-to-face, you know, it just seems, depending on the industry, right? Some industries it's important, other ones not so much. But in mine, I find I run a shop, and, you know, it's important to me, for, you know, to kind of just, I'm sure they don't like it, but it's nice for me to hover around the shop and just kind of keep my ear to the ground and know what's kind of going on. So, I don't think anybody minds. I'm not that kind of supervisor, but still, you know, it's just something about being in there, you know, amongst the chatter, to get involved in the conversations, gives me a better understanding of what's going on, what problems people are facing, and, you know, if there's any possible way to solve them. It just doesn't come across quite as well in texting, and, you know, you get very, you know, people are very, you know, they don't talk casually. They get very formal when they're sending out a letter, because they know it's, you know, for posterity. It's there forever. So it might be a little less apt to say something casually. So I kind of just get things figured out a little quicker in person. So that's probably one of the reasons I do like it. I think in a perfect world, I'd go in 3 days and work from home on 2. But... that's the other thing about my job, is I can never predict when I'm going to need to go in. You know, if I have some job where I have to go scope a job site out or something like that, I don't necessarily have to go in the shop, but I might have to go to a job site, eyeball it for a estimate or a quote or something like that. So that's kind of hard to do from home, that's for sure. Oh, boy. Anyhow, we're all adjusting to it, right? The other thing is the restaurants. I called out some new place yesterday to get a bite to eat, and their hours were now 7 to 7. There's a place that we don't normally go to. I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing that a lot.
Yeah, the transition, a lot of people working from home really hurt the downtown areas and big cities, hurt the local restaurants. Where I worked in Flint all the time, there's local restaurants around the area, and we also had a cafeteria. And outside vendors on different days. Monday had a different vendor than Tuesday. Certain days you had breakfast and lunch. So they had like a Flint Crepe Company would come in and you could get crepes for breakfast. We did a big company picnic every summer. We did a Christmas party, free lunch for everybody, like buffet style down in the cafeteria. And when you called most of the local restaurants, after a while, taking your order every Friday or 3 days a week, they got to know who you were. Oh, yeah, regular. But I know a lot of those suffered. I mean, you think about it, an office with 1,200 people in the building and a pretty good percentage of them went out to lunch every day. When that disappears, just like if there's a GM plant or a Ford plant or something that shuts down, really big difference. Really hurts the local economy. All right, Sean, well, I'm starting my day, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good rest of your drive into work. Nice talking to you, and we'll listen out for your final. 73 KAB8RV.
Okay, Mike, well, enjoy your day. If you do have to go, be safe. I'm going to find myself a cup of coffee and get myself to work here. I'll be working within the by 7:30, so that's a good start. Take care. Nice meeting you. W8FQ.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 58 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1,000 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees.
W8PVP, monitoring.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 1,100 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KE8RHB, listening.
Good afternoon. 1,200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint.
Hopefully they don't get too stupid on me. I got, when you get a swarm, they're usually full of honey, and they'll instantly make wax and or polish up what wax you give them, and they dump the honey almost instantly. And I think that I've got, hopefully they're not ready to swarm already. I've only had them in there a week, but within 2 days, they probably had 5 gallons of nectar loaded up, what wasn't honey, and it looks like they've got about 4 or 5 frames already capped off, and I just caught them, within days ago. That's why they call them busy bees. More than I would have ever imagined before I started playing with them bugs. Yeah, but you can't beat the results. Low honey. I got people asking me constantly about comb honey, and I tell you, there's no substitute for it because humans can't make it look like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff how they can do that. Just one of a kind, I guess. That's like some of these birds and some of these nests that they make. Like, man, you only got a little beak and you're making this kind of nest. It's like, wow, this is weird. But it's all intertwined nest, and it looks like a little house when they get done. Anyway, I just jumped in here to say, hey, I'm doing some other things. I want to get back outside. It's nice out. Hey, they find a new location for the repeater yet? Well, we got a meeting tonight, so I'm not sure the status right now. Hopefully, we got some answers tonight. How much did it rain down there?
Hey, guys, this is KEPL. How you guys doing?
Man, hey, Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm almost to the build-it center. I have to get an oil-based enamel rattle pen, paint pen,
because I've got a, these are this year's queens, and I have to mark them with a color blue. 7-3, this is KB8-0, Ollie. All right, Mike, 7-3, talk to you later. Rain, we only got a few drops, not much here. South, you got more. Anyway, talk to you later. 7-3, come anywhere, see. Jump in there. I'm not sure,
there, but I got to run in and grab these paint pens.
Milwaukee brand. They're dumbing down the Harbor Freight store so much, all you can get is yellow paint pens there now. KB8OE. Yeah, we doubled there for a second. WURC.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Catch guys call and check in, but I got to run in the store regardless, so I'm going to run in here, grab these paint pens, and back out. Get all we.
W8YRC, W8YRC, this is K8EPL.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just heading home from Menards, getting getting some bags of dirt, putting in some gardens and stuff like that. But I'm doing good.
Yeah, me too. Just in here redoing my resume and all that fun stuff. It's a fun. I should be outside. It's sunny out.
Understood. Yeah, it's definitely a nice day today. I'm definitely doing some work today outside, but as long as things go well, I plan on being at the meeting tonight for sure. So, hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Definitely. In fact, I'm going to set an alarm, so I got to be there early for VE stuff. So, real good. I forgot your call again. These new calls are hurting my head.
Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima is my call sign. But I'll see you at the meeting tonight. So, but good to hear you on the radio today, Mike.
All right, yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll see you there. I got a few things to get done here, but anyway, I'll get back to it and catch you later. WYRC7383.
7-3, yeah, I'm just about to get home here, so I'll be off the radio. See you later. K8EPL, out.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHC.
WYRC Mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees.
Any WCD, any WCD. This is Gateway.
YNU, good evening. This is NAWCD. Well, you finally arrived to your short week there. One is down and one more to go. How was today at work?
I was busy. I was on phones today, so I was just call to call. But that's okay. I guess I'd rather be on phones than on radio, so, especially with how busy it was.
Yeah, I have to agree. Those kind of days when it was a lot of phone handling and traffic, it ends up going to the radio and dispatch. It's like, I think I'm, you know, one call to the next, and you don't have to deal with, you know, the busyness of dispatch, radio, and that kind of stuff. So it probably worked out the best for you there.
Yeah, it'll be my turn Thursday for that nonsense, but that's okay. You've got a day off and enjoy the day off before having to worry about going back. How was your day?
Oh, boy. Well, I hope it's not terrible Thursday to rear up its ugly head there for you on 911. But I like to say, got a break there for a day and just that day, and then you're done for the weekend. But we're doing pretty good here. I did some weed whacking outside today, and then I did some ham radio outside, set up the TID radio with a mag mount antenna outside, and made a contact on 2 meter 5-2 simplex, and it's about 3 miles. Talked to the gentleman before, but it was a good contact, and glad to get back on the radio today.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds like a good way to do it. And get outside and hook up that way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, intrigued, but I kind of like the idea of testing the radio outside a little bit. You know, use this one some of the time, but you get a beautiful day to sit outside, low humidity. It's like, hey, you got these handheld radios sitting here, and you got a mag mount antenna sitting here. Why not try it out and see what you can get? So it's like, hey, we'll give it a shot. And, worked out pretty good. I'm glad how it went today.
And good stuff. I like to hear good results like that. It's always, like I said, it's nice to know what you got, and nice to know what works, and it doesn't hurt to give it a try, and see what it's able to do, and if you lose power, at least you got something that can still transmit and get out pretty far. So
yeah, definitely. It's interesting too that I put the antenna on the hood of the grill, and they get that metal contact there. That's really like I said, I was kind of pleased with the results there, but it was kind of neat how it worked out, and figured, hey, why not give it a try? Use the TID radio with that, and like I said, that mag mount that just the gaming you used to have in the roof of your car. So I thought, hey, try the combination out. And, you can do it any time. You know, it doesn't have to be Field Day or POTA or SOTA or any of that. Just try it out. Check out your equipment.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It was pretty neat there, and just get stuff going, see what you got. So, yeah, good stuff. Glad you're able to get some use out of that antenna, too. It's better than having it sit around and do nothing, so.
Yeah, appreciate being able to use it, and it's definitely, this might have been the first today, and it probably won't be the last. Like I say, I'll probably try it out there again. Like I say, the TID radio, at least, I think it's 10 watts, and that probably seems to get out a little better. And, but I've had good success with the bowel bang as well, so might test it out too. But try those contacts. I think I tried a DMR today, but no luck in that area. So, there's always another day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And DMR is hit or miss. It just depends on the day and who's on and, what's going on that day. It all depends.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, we'll wait, you know, like I say, more opportunities and try more on the RF side. I still use Echolink. I try to make a contact out in California, but again, no luck there. But that's all right. Like I say, just a lot of various modes to try it, and like I say, enjoying that opportunity, that side of things.
Yeah, the Echolink's nice. You know, it's nice to have, but I'll say it just doesn't like good RF signal, you know, and one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, Echolink, it works, and it's going to work, but RF is like, yeah, this is nice. It's dependent on the antenna to set up and where it's at, so I don't know. To me, it feels better, but...
I agree on that one. Like I say, Echolink is a nice means. Yeah, you can talk to somebody cross country or whatever, but it's not the radio signals, like say RF is you get into the obviously the lower, the 6 meters, 10 meters, you start getting 20, in the general range, extra class ranges there. But to be able to, like I say, to do that and even do that QRP with a lower power there is, it's kind of cool. Like I say, the way the signal propagation works out there, NAWCB.
Yeah, it is pretty neat, and I don't know, it's kind of cool to be able to get out there and reach with the antenna that you got. And I still like the build that I've got, and what Mike built a homemade antenna. It's like, yeah, this is nice, and I'm getting out pretty decent with a homemade antenna, and a good setup at home, and so it's pretty cool. It's nothing like a good RF conversation,
Yes, and you get good range, like I say, you get good range into your repeaters. Your signals are good from your base station there, and I did a good job on that. But, glad how that's working out for you. Your quality of your radio and your installation, and again, that antenna plays a big role for the FWR. The lower you can get, the better, and such. So, definitely have to, when you get a moment, or if you're inclined, definitely try to reach out there on those Simplex. 146.52, or try it out there and see. You never know.
Yeah. And I've heard various people on Simplex carrying on a good conversation, and well, it was pretty neat to listen to and to know, hey, this is pretty cool. I mean, I've had good conversations on a Simplex channel, and it's kind of like, so it's kind of neat to see it all come together and reach out radio to radio even without a repeater. So
yes, exactly. So yeah, it's, and like I say, I was just really, it was, for me to be able to do it, especially with a Baofeng, to be able to talk to somebody over at Long Lake and John R. Rochester, a few months ago. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Imagine, you know, being able to, you know, get up into the general class and, you know, even in the tech class, you get the right time for 10 meters or even 6 meters, you know, you can you make some good contacts in that way as well. So down the road perhaps, we'll see.
Yeah, a little bit of study time. I'm getting there. I'm looking forward to getting my general and going on from there. I might try to get, I might, as I take my general class, or my general test, I might go ahead and just take my extra as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's fresh in your mind there, you got enough to lose, you passed your general, and, you know, you can go on and try, you know, try for the extra. If you get it, hooray. You know, if not, at least you've got one. If so inclined, you might end up with two, you know. So, really open up the band of privileges there. So, yeah, I definitely encourage it there if you're able to do that and desire, you know, you want to do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, hang on one moment. I'm going to step out of the car for a minute.
Roger that. NAWCD, standing by.
Kate, what line are you standing by?
WHCMN, repeater Flint.
NAWCB, NAWCB, Kennedy, flying it.
Hey, YNU, NAWCB, welcome back there. Got a little break in there.
Yeah, ran into the store real quick to head grab some pop for, can't have pizza without pop, so. Or a pizza tonight, and had to grab some pop, and then Leo called real quick because she had a question. So, took care of that, and now I'm heading north.
Onward, yes. Yeah, you can't have pizza without pop. That's a good thing. I think we're barbecuing tonight, if I'm not mistaken. We got some more bricks at the store, and so I think it's a toss-up between hamburgers and brats tonight. So I'll let Mom surprise me and be surprised on that one.
Yeah, that's probably a good meal right there, for sure. Talking my language, burgers and brats.
Yes, indeed, and a beautiful, beautiful evening to do it. Man, live, just you know, kind of cloudy off and on, but it has been a beautiful day. Yesterday was good as well. Just enjoyed some good weather.
Yeah, it's been really nice, dude. It's been really nice. Tomorrow's supposed to be warm. I think it's supposed to be mid-80s with a little bit of humidity, but. I'm enjoying it. I like the summer. I like the warm months. I don't care. I'm not going to complain about how warm it is because the alternate is snow and cold, and I don't like snow and cold.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's supposed to be, like I say, it's supposed to be warm tomorrow. A little surprise there. I guess there was a severe thunderstorm watch to the west of us yesterday. I think it ended earlier than they thought, but looks like they have some flare-ups there in the western side of the state, and looks like I can't remember the location. They had some pea-sized hail or something, but thankfully nothing over here. In fact, I don't even think we got any rain here yesterday.
Yeah,
I was watching that. I was watching it come across the state. I watched them issue the watch. I'll have to send you the video that that I got from the storm, from the hail, because they did get the piece-sized hail, and somebody got a decent amount.
Yes, they did. Yes. I was kind of surprised at that. I saw the advance, you know, the notification on it, and I thought, well, it'll probably be soon. Like I say, sure enough, it did. And then I got one here for our area, and it's just they're like not doesn't look favorable. Probably not a lot. And it's just kind of weakened there through our area. So I'm kind of glad we could have used the rain, but it's all good.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. I was waiting for it to storm, and it didn't really get too much, and that's okay. I'm all right with that. It was late, and I'm like, I'm tired, and trying to unwind from the weekend.
NAWCB, yes. Yeah, I bet. Busy at work, and of course busy with the kids here this weekend, and it seemed like that turned out real well.
Oh, it did. They did a good job. I told them I was proud of them, and it turned out really well. I'm glad, and they were nervous, but they weren't that bad. They did good, and definitely happy for them. Definitely glad that they chose to stick with it and not quit, and made it to the end there. So.
Yes, that's it. That's stick-to-itiveness. That makes it hard, whether it's ballet or, sport like baseball or football or, just hockey, basketball, those kinds of things. Takes a lot of practice, a lot of hard work, a lot of extra hours, a lot of discipline. But I'm glad how it worked out. Looks like it was reflected in the pictures and the end result there. Looks like there was quite a few in that. Pretty neat.
Hey, why do? Yeah, there were about 20 dance sessions, I guess. I don't know what to call them, but they're like, I guess, 20 acts, I guess. And each one were different. So there's some homeschoolers and then regular school and then different classes and age groups and stuff like that. So it went well, and it was good for the girls. They learned a lot and did a lot, and like I said, I'm proud of them for sticking through it and continuing, even in times they were sick or. They just didn't feel like it and whatnot. They pushed through, and they didn't quit.
That's pretty great. And like you say, even when they were sick or didn't feel like it, to be able to push through, that's pretty commendable in that regard. I think, like you say, yes. I'm glad that definitely something they'll carry with them, and maybe they'll do it again. Maybe they'll go on, like, say, tap dancing or whatever you mentioned the other day. But, it's a good marker there for them, and definitely something, like I say, something they'll remember.
Yeah, they will. And I think they want to. It just depends on finances here in the fall. I think we're going to try to get them into the Christmas pageant one here in the fall, so just kind of see how money is and kind of go from there.
That's all you can do. You know, lots can happen in the next few months, so, you know, just to wait and see and run with it, take it from there as it comes.
Yeah, definitely. It's good, you know, and keeps him busy. It's like, for Mike, he's in the ham radio, and he's in his games and stuff like that, but it gives him something to do, so keeps him out of trouble.
Yeah, that's the big thing, you know, with these kids, you know, keep them out of trouble, keep them occupied, and those are good things. You know, I can remember coming for the day, you know, you go out and try out for Little League or something, and, you know, they have so many on a team, and, you know, if you didn't make it, you got caught, and, it, you know, it makes it hard to where, you know, be able to, you know, find things to do or get to a place, you know, again, it keeps you busy, it keeps you occupied, and for Micah, like I say, he seems like he likes the radio, he likes, computers, he likes that programming, those types of things. So I'm glad for him in that way as well.
Yeah, definitely. He's it definitely kind of, catches his interest, and so. But well, Dad, I am home, so I'm gonna go in here and unwind, get ready for some pizza, and kick back and relax, but appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north, and so you guys enjoy your evening, enjoy your barbecue, and brats and burgers sound really good, but we'll get to talk to you later on.
Yes, indeed, definitely, that's a pizza sounds good, Pop, let you head on in and enjoy it. Enjoy the time with the family there tonight. Enjoy your evening and day off. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the barbecue tonight. I think we're going to watch a movie looking at South Pacific or one of those. But that's okay. Looking forward to this evening. But anyway, you enjoy yours and your day off tomorrow. It's been good talking with you. Thanks for the ride along. We'll be conversing again, but I wish everyone at 73s and 88, you and the family, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great evening. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. And 73s and 88 to you, Mom. KYNU, Claire.
Just wanted to say hi, Dave. You don't have to respond back. WHBD.
This is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.
I'll be
The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 65 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
W8LMT Mobile.
KFA-DK Monitoring.
W8LMT.
Oh, there we go. It's a boost back, right?
What's that?
It's like a boost back. Crystal clear again.
Well, this one here would work all the way home for you.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, the love and repeaters. I backed my power down too, by the way.
Well, all right. I think you're all set up. I'm going to head back. I will get you later. W8LMT, and I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that. I will talk to you later. KFA-DJK, we're going to spy and stand by.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint.
Radio Sec Bay AAUGQ. Radio Sec Bay AAUGQ. Antenna Sec Bay AAUGQ. Radio Sec.
Call station, I didn't get your call there. Is it KDAUDQ? Keep it up to there. Of the station looking for a radio check. Do you copy? Keep it up to there.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
I found it. Hub defeats DL in the conventional setting. This is Eric Gilliatt, ED Station.
Good evening, 23 hours, partly cloudy, 59 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.